We're up to Simin Resh Mem Dalad. We're up to Siv Dalad. Just to recap the Iker of what we learned up until now. Although it is mutter to have a non-Jew doing malacha if he is doing it for the sake of being paid for it, and we say that he's doing it adai to the nafshe, not for the sake of the Jew, and bitnai that the Jew does not require him to work on Shabbos itself, nevertheless, we found that there's an isser of kablonus. You are not allowed to go and give over a job to a non-Jew on something that is mochubra lakarka, a building construction job. To hire a non-Jewish contractor where you're paying him a flat rate regardless of when he works, that's kablonus, and it should have been mutter. It is also because of Maris Ayin. People are going to think that he's a schir yom, that he's hired by the day, and you're paying him to come in on Shabbos. So it said there that it was usur if it was mechubal lekarka, because we give that a din of parhesia, and therefore there's an isur of Maris Ayin. Says the Mechaber in Sivdalid, Meleches parhesia afilu b'metaltalin. Even if we're dealing with an object that is not mechubar, we're dealing with something movable. Kagon sfina hayadua li Yisrael, like a boat that is known to be Jewish owned. Dina kamo meleches mechubar, that is considered like meleches mechubar, where there's an isser of kablanis because of maris ayin. Now, why did he have to choose a case of a boat for metaltalin? We have lots of other portable objects. You don't need a boat. The answer is that in the house of a Jew, it's going to be usher anyway. So he wanted to have a case of something that is metaltalin outside the home of the Jew, and I would have been matir, kamash malon, that it is not mutter. Whereas metaltalin bitsina, metaltalin that are somewhere else, not in your house, and no one knows about them, that no one knows that a Jew owns them, there would be no isser of marasayin. So a schir yom would still be yasser. You can't hire him to do malacha on Shabbos, but you can take him as a contractor and he doesn't have to stop on Shabbos. Sifhei. Now, Sifhei is a Rambam. We'll see, the Ravid argues. And there's a machlokis achronim, exactly what the case is. So let's begin. Sifhei, im socher en Yehudi l'shana o l'shtayim sheyichtov lo. You hire a non-Jew for a year or two that he should be your writer. Oshiyereglo beged, or you hire some woman to go and weave you clothing. Hareze kosiv va'orig b'shabes ki ilu kotzatz imo shiichtev lo sefer shereglo beged. You are allowed to. He's allowed to continue working. The non-Jew can go and do the work for you on Shabbos. Shu osa b'chol eisha yirtza, because he does it when he feels like it. You're not telling him to work on Shabbos. Now, what is the case? The Magen Avraham learns you give him several different jobs. The idea is this person you hired is the house scribe or secretary, and you know that there's X amount of things to be done. He could do them whenever he feels like it. If he chooses to do them on Shabbos, that's not a problem, because according to the Magen Avraham, you're not even gaining on the deal. The fact that he does it on Shabbos, he'll have Sunday off. He'll do it on Sunday. He'll have Shabbos off. That's totally up to him. The Taz adds a case. The Taz says that this is even a case where we're not talking about you give him a finite amount of assignments. He has to be available for all of your writing. He's allowed to take days off whenever he wants to. So the Taz says that too is permissible. You're not telling him to work on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham holds that if you do that, then you're gaining on the deal by the fact that he's working on Shabbos. Because otherwise, I don't know that this would have gotten done for a while. So we have a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham says it's mutter only where you gain nothing by his having worked on Shabbos, meaning the amount of work he's got is work where even if he doesn't work on Shabbos, he will definitely get it done, and you're not going to get any more by his working on Shabbos. The Taz says it's even where you can provide him with work whenever you feel like it. It's just that he's allowed to take a day off. His not having taken Shabbos off gives you the benefit whereby now you get an extra day. So to machlokas shach Taz, what exactly the heter is? Vahu, with a condition, shelo yachshav imo yom yom, that you don't pay him by the day, velo yasa hamalacha beveis Yisrael, and he cannot do the malacha in the house, in the Jewish house. Doing the malacha in the Jewish house is also always because of marasayin. You cannot have a non-Jew do malacha in your home. V'yesh misha oser besochor in Yehudi lizman. There is an opinion that asers, this is referring to the Ravid. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, the Ravid is asering even if you don't benefit from the day. Meaning, according to the Magen Avraham, the Ravid is saying, even if you didn't, even though you're giving him a finite amount of work and you're gaining nothing by his working Shabbos, it is nevertheless aser. Whereas according to the Taz, even in the where the Rambam was matir, even in the case that where there's not a finite amount of work, but the work is whenever you feel like it, so you're gaining by his working on Shabbos. According to that opinion, the Ravid only argues on that, but in the Magen Avraham's case, he wouldn't argue. How do we paskin? The Mishtabura's hachra is that we follow the Ravid, but only in the case of the Taz. Meaning, if I give him a certain amount of work, and he can do it with or without Shabbos, and I gain nothing by his doing it on Shabbos, in such a case, we are not machmir. Whereas we are machmir only in a case where I have a lot of work to do, it's an endless amount of work, and the fact that he worked on Shabbos makes me benefit. Now, further, Hagos says the Rama, V'davka seshachro l'malocha miyuchedes kagon beged l'erago, sefer lichtov, aval kesheshachro l'chol ha'malocha sheyitztarech, tov zman haschiris l'kuli alma oser. Whereas, what happens if you hire him to do all of your work? That for sure is aser. What's the reason for it? The reason for this is because it's almost positive that you're gonna need malacha on Sunday, and the fact that he did malacha on Shabbos makes it that he's now available for you on Sunday. So it's korav levadai that he understands he's doing malacha for you, even though he was allowed to take the day off, but he's doing malacha for you. Based on that, when you're dealing with people that have a live-in maid, you really have to be mocha when she does malacha on Shabbos, because any malacha she's doing on Shabbos will free up time on Sunday to do more malacha. So you're gaining on the deal, and for that we say is aser. Now, one more thing, and that is that we saw before that in the Jewish home, it is also for the person to do malacha. So the shaila is, what's with the case of a maid? Can she do her own work in a Jewish home? So the Eliarabe is matir. However, there are those who ask her, and the Mishtabura comes out that you should not be doing it other than in the case where she's sewing her clothes, or anything else where it's obvious that the work that she's doing is her own, and therefore there wouldn't be marasayin. So it is usur for a non-Jewish maid to do her own malach at a Jewish house, unless what she's doing is clear to everybody that she's doing her own work and not the Jewish work.